Change with confidence. Answers to the 50 biggest questions that keep change leaders up at night. Author Phil Buckley. If you've been charged with leading a change initiative, chances are you were chosen for the job. Change with confidence addresses some of the biggest questions that change leaders ask time and again, and provides advice to answer them well and to enable successful, sustainable change. Change is about people, a truth often forgotten by change leaders. To successfully manage a business change, you must successfully manage people through change. Part 1. Figuring it out. Often, change leaders make commitments regarding big organisational change before doing their homework. They don't spend enough time understanding where colleagues currently are and where they need to be. Comparing these two positions will give you a sense of what needs to change, how big of a change is required, and how difficult it will be to implement. What do I bring to the project? Often, people become paralysed by the magnitude of a big change project, regardless of the role they've been given in the project. They compare the project goals with the status quo, become anxious, and allow comments like, "We've never done this before," to fuel doubt, fear, and panic. You were chosen for your role because you have skills beyond the obvious ones that connect you to the project. Taking stock of what makes you the best person for the job will focus your energy and build confidence. How do I identify what needs to change? Any big change will affect how people do their work. A critical initial step is to thoroughly map out what needs to be different for the change to be successful. This will give you a sense of how difficult your change project will be for individuals and teams to adopt. What have we done before and did it work? Reviewing lessons learned from big change projects is the fastest way to anticipate how the organisation will perceive your project. People create meaning from past experiences, and these experiences are a portal to knowing how you can positively position your project. If similar projects have failed in the past, explain why your project is different and how it will be successful. How do I measure success? Defining clear and obtainable metrics will confirm your achievements, simplify reporting, and provide you with data to verify when the project is on track or when remedial actions are necessary. Once you have all the information required to get your head around the project, you need to review everything you have discovered to achieve the desired outcomes. Many change leaders don't realise that people who must adopt the changes are the ones who control the long-term success of the project. Therefore, the best strategy for ensuring success is to work with people and make sure they have everything they need. Part 2. Planning for change. Once you have finished figuring it out, you have to develop a sense of the nature of the change and a set of expectations for deliverables, and create a plan that defines how you will transition colleagues and the business through to your desired post-change state. What does a good plan look like? It is far easier to implement a change once you have a strong plan to guide your actions. The plan should operationalise the project charter and include details on deliverables, budget, resources, and timelines. Your project plan is the most important document of your change project. It lays out the path you will follow to achieve success. What governance is required to run the project? Governance, in this context, means the managerial rules that guide how work is done. Structure and order are necessary at the start of a big change project. People need to understand how their roles contribute to the project and what is expected of them. Creating these rules confidently and quickly will signal that you are in charge and have the capabilities to run the project. How do I prepare people to work in new ways? Most big changes require new ways of working. Unless you accurately identify and build these capabilities, the change is certain to fail or not reach its potential. How do I set up the project team for success? The first step is to define the work environment you believe will enable your team. Typically, collaborative, committed, hard-working, and fun environments are the most effective. Part 3. Managing change. Once you've created your plan and it's been approved, you need to take action as quickly as possible. However, when roadblocks appear along the way, you'll need to marshal your resources to address these challenges, while managing stakeholders to ensure they remain supportive of the project and your leadership. How do I manage my day job, change project, and life? Big change projects will eat up as much time as is available in your schedule. And unless you make room for the other parts of your life, including family and your regular job, they will suffer. High-performance individuals usually fall into the trap of trying to do everything and either fail to do so over time or maintain everything poorly. Usually, those who work around the clock with no breaks for personal priorities lose perspective because they no longer see the big picture. Leaders who successfully balance their many life roles, in contrast, tend to develop mechanisms to keep on track. How should we celebrate wins? In these pressurized environments, it's vital that people are rewarded for progress made. Celebrating wins provides breaks from the day-to-day grind, gives you opportunities to recognize work done, and reinforces the benefits of the change project. Failing to acknowledge good efforts can lead to resentment, apathy, reduced effort, and even poor health. The longer efforts go unnoticed, the more extreme are the negative consequences. How do I know communications are working? Developing a communications plan is a necessary first step in becoming an effective communicator. It should map out the how, what, where, and when aspects of informing colleagues about the project. What do I do when I don't know what to do? During big change projects, leaders typically face issues they have never experienced before. How you manage these challenges is important because this will define your leadership style and perceived capability. Your stakeholders and team members will be watching how you react in pressurized situations and will form their conclusions accordingly. If you're not confident, no one else will be. Part 4. Making change stick. Many big change projects end immediately after the change is made. As a change leader, your role is to ensure that plans are in place so that the change lasts. If this doesn't happen, it's likely that old ways of working will seep back into the business, you will lose some of the benefits of the change, and the project will not be deemed a complete success. How do I prevent the return of old ways of working? Every big change project runs the risk that new ways of working won't stick and old ways will re-enter the workplace. On-site support teams can usually stop old practices from re-emerging by guiding people through the new actions. How do I record lessons learned? Project team members and leaders don't always record or share lessons learned because there are a few rewards for doing so. The project manager needs to drive the process of recording and sharing knowledge so that future projects can benefit from it. How do I plan for post-launch support? When a big change is launched, people are in an incubator filled with support, measurement tools, and analysis, but it has only been fully adopted when colleagues habitually use the new ways of working. You need to ensure that sufficient post-launch support is available until the change is fully adopted and success is confirmed. How do I keep the change alive? An effective way of keeping the change alive is to determine what needs fixing or enhancing so that the change works for colleagues and the project realizes its intended benefits. Each modification should make colleagues' life easier and improve effectiveness. So the more you can identify, the better the change will be. At the end of your big change project, you'll have many stories to tell about stepping into the unknown and overcoming barriers, or making mistakes that you have learned from and will never make again.